Darren's in Walthamstow. Hi, Darren.
Good evening, Ian. Hi. Your guest there sounds like she's only watching Fox News herself. she talked about the right of assembly in China. Is she not aware of the rights of assembly being taken away across America at the moment? My argument, and I'll try and be a little bit calm on it, because to be honest, I'm more like your emailer, really. But if I could just try and get a little bit of fairness, I would like to say that I believe that American people are good, basically, apart from your guest there, and people like Hillary Clinton and a few others I could name. Generally, though, they are good, hearted, cultured, warm, generous, nice people. And I've got a lot of time for them. I meet a lot of them in my work. And I've been there a few times, and I love them to pieces. But the problem is, corporate America, and I'm talking about today, really, let's not have a history lesson. Let's look at the state of play today. Corporate America today is a force for evil. I can give you one example. I won't name no names, but in India at the moment, in the last year, 25,000 small holding farmers have committed suicide because an American corporation that specialises in fertiliser and stuff like that has forced policies on the people there. If you look at the corporate wars that are going on at the moment, the fact that an American bank set up in Tripoli within days of the no-fly zone being implemented, and if you look, your list, Ian, of that you gave all the and by the way, the blues were not an American invention. I think they're African, really. And then king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. Well, I think he stole something there himself. But if you look at your big list there, electrical gadgets, supermarkets, all these things, you could say are evil, couldn't you? The fact that
you could do if you wanted to, but I mean, I think it would be a bit pernickety. I mean, there've been lots of great things that come out of America, haven't they?
Well, obesity now is a problem in this country, and it's all down to the corporates now have got so fat themselves. The fact that 40% of all world trade now is dominated by just 147. Super entity corporations, and this was something in the New Scientist magazine. It's a proper Swiss survey that says it's holding up the argument that these Occupy people are trying to say. The corporates now are so massive, and where they're chasing the dollar, they are just treading on us, Ian. Whatever you look at, whether it's the fuel you buy, the phone you use, anything that you use, anything you've used today, Ian, 40% of what you've spent has gone to this small handful of big corporations. And I think anyone sitting around a Thanksgiving dinner in America that are tuned in to LBC, just have a little think about these big corporations, because they are not representative of you and your good heart.
No, but the thing is, Darren, that they provide. I mean, I'm looking around me at the moment, and I'm looking at a BlackBerry phone that I've got by my right hand side. I guess is Research in Motion an American company? I guess it probably is. I've got a Sony VAIA laptop open in front of me. Obviously, that's Japanese. The computer screens in front of me are made by Dell. Are they American? I guess they might be. I mean, I understand what you're saying about that sometimes big corporations do get too big and too powerful. I'm with you on that to a degree. But to say that they are all evil and they all have evil intentions, I think is slightly overstating your case.
Let's look at Henry Ford. Was it him that gave us the motor car? How many deaths do we have on the roads?
Oh, please. Well, that's a ridiculous argument, because that's an argument for banning all cars.
Well, it's an argument for banning mass production, mass consumerism, because all these things have a detriment to society. All these clever inventions.
Seriously telling me that you think that the car hasn't been one of the greatest inventions of the modern world?
Well, possibly there's a big argument there.
I think there is. What's your job, Darren?
I'm a taxi driver.
I thought you might be somehow.
Yeah.
I think that's going to say a match to me, don't you?
Yes. No, because let's look at the carbon dioxide that comes out the back of the exhaust. Can we look at that?
All right, well, give up your cab then.
Well, I would like to drive something more environmentally
drive a Prius like all the private cabs do.
I'm not allowed to, because it's a monopoly. It's all tied up with the... well, I won't say any more about that. I'll get myself...
No, you better not. Darren, I think I'm going to let you go on that before you dig yourself any deeper. Thank you very much for a very entertaining call. Research in Motion, of course, is a Canadian company. I wonder if Darren thinks that they're as evil as these big American companies.